This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will now come to order. Please have a seat. And those in the gallery, please be attentive to the proceedings. Today we'll be led in prayer by Father David Hussey of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Jonathan Burkhalter from Prairie City. And we'll move on to the rest of our agenda. We have some oaths to be conducted yet today, so we'll do that later in our roster here for today. So please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, or for the prayer.
Let us pray. O gracious Lord, help us to try and view each new day as an adventure carefully planned out by your Spirit. Instead of staring into the day that lies ahead, attempting to program it according to our will, let us be attentive to you and to all that you have prepared for us. Give us thankful hearts for this day, recognizing that it is a precious, unrepeatable gift. We trust that you are with us each moment, whether we sense your presence or not. A thankful, trusting attitude helps us to see the events in our life from your perspective. A life lived close to you, Lord, will never be dull or predictable. We can always expect each day to contain surprises. We pray that you would guard us from our tendency to search for the easiest route through the day. Guide us to follow wherever you may lead us, remembering that no matter how steep or treacherous the path before us, the safest place is to be always at your side. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on the agenda for today is certification of House members. And there being no objection, the Secretary of State certification of members of the House for the 2020 legislative session will be placed in the record without reading. At this time, I'm going to invite soon-to-be Representative Overweg and Justice Stephen Jensen to the podium, and they'll conduct the oath of office.
All right, Representative Overweg, raise your right hand to be sworn. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of representative.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of representative.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything.
That I have not knowingly contributed or paid anything.
Or made any promise in the nature of a bribe.
Or made any promise in the nature of a bribe.
To indirectly or directly influence.
To indirectly or directly influence.
Any vote in the election.
Any vote in the election.
At which I was chosen to fulfill said office.
At which I was said to fulfill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive.
Or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money, pass, or other valuable thing.
Any money, pass, or any valuable thing.
From any corporation, company, or person.
From any corporation, company, or person.
For any vote or influence.
For any vote or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
Any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
At this time, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Here.
Really? We'll try to do it a little more orderly this time.
Anderson. Here. Bartles. Here. Barthel. Here. Beal.
Here.
Bordeaux.
Here.
Borglum.
Here.
Bruner. Chafee.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Schwach.
Here.
Dennard.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Dietrich. Duba.
Here.
Duval.
Here.
Vink.
Here.
Freimuller. Blanzer. Goodwin, Gosh, Greenfield Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johns, Chris Johnson, Dave Johnson, Haar, Koth, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miss Skimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Overweg, Perry, Kent Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Smith, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Wangsness, Weiss, Wiese, Willardson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. I'm sure that might change over the course of the next days, but we will move on now to motions and resolutions. Mr. Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make a motion to proceed with the organization of the House.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, this will be a voice vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next motion. Mr. Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make a motion that Mary Lou Gehring be elected Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives for the 95th Legislative Session.
That motion having been made and seconded several times, we will call the roll on this motion. And for those two of you who are new, I'm sure you've been told what the buttons mean, or somebody will tell you soon. So, was that a voice vote? And that will not be on the machine. It'll be a voice vote, so we'll call that roll. And you may proceed to call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Barthel?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Bordeaux?
Aye.
Borglum?
Aye.
Bruner?
Aye.
Chafee?
Aye.
Chase?
Aye.
Schwach,
aye.
Dennard,
aye.
Deutsch,
aye.
Diedrich, Duba,
aye.
Seconds. Diedrich is coming. Diedrich.
Excuse.
Okay. Duba.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Glanzer.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Gosh.
Aye.
Greenfield Lana. Gross.
Aye.
Hammock. Hammock.
Excused.
Hansen.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Howard. Hunhoff. Jensen. Kevin. Johns. Johnson. Chris.
Aye.
Johnson. David.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Marty.
He's absent. Just a second. Gone. Are you ready?
McCleary.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Mullally.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Otten Herman.
Aye.
Overweg.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Peterson Kent.
Aye.
Peterson Sue.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
Puyer.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Reimer.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Saba.
Aye.
Smith Jamie.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Wangsness.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Weesey.
Aye.
Willidson.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Zickmund is absent.
Absent. Speaker.
And Speaker Haugard.
Aye. We have a unanimous vote. The Speaker hereby identifies that as being an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, and Ms. Gehring is the chief clerk. Congratulations.
Thank you all. I appreciate your vote of confidence. So let's have a good session.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I need to take on this.
That's right. I'll let Justice Jensen come up now. Thanks for keeping me. All right. At this time, I'll administer the oath of office. Repeat after me. Raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Chief Clerk of the House.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Chief Clerk of the House.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid.
Or contributed anything.
Or contributed anything.
Or made any promise in the nature of a bribe.
Or made any promise in the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly influence.
To directly or indirectly influence.
Any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office.
Any vote at the election of which I was chosen to fulfill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive directly or indirectly.
Or receive directly or indirectly.
Any money pass.
Any money pass.
Or other valuable thing.
Or other valuable thing.
From any corporation, company, or person.
From any corporation, company, or person.
For any vote or influence.
For any vote or influence.
I may give or withhold on any bill.
I may give or withhold on any bill.
Or resolution.
Or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
And for any other official act.
And for any other official act.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're thankful for Mary Lou and all of her experience, and she comes to us ready to serve, and appreciate that very much. There are appointments of both employees, interns, as well as pages, and I will read through those, and then we'll have the justice come forward again to conduct some additional oaths. Following employees for the 95th legislative session, first assistant to the chief clerk, Pat Miller. And if you'd stand, please. Pat Miller. Second assistant of the chief clerk, Jackie Driscoll. Third assistant to the chief clerk, Shirlene Fugit. Thank you very much. Appreciate your service, and I'm glad you're here. Our chief chaplain is Craig Wexler. Our sergeant at arms, please wave to the audience, James Smith, in the back of the chamber. And also assistant sergeant at arms, Raleigh Borth. So thank you, gentlemen. Other positions are secretary to the speaker, Gene Denton. And I don't know if Gene is on the floor. Gene Denton, come on in. And also Secretary of the Majority Party, Trudy Qualm. Trudy, are you available? She'll be here shortly. Secretary, there you go. Come on in, Trudy. Just go ahead and... Secretary of the Minority Party, Cully Williams. Is Cully available? There he is. And committee secretaries, Nancy Bouguet, Sharon Johnson, Pam Keene, Mary Kirk, Judy Page, and Mary Turner. So welcome. And the first term of Pages, I'm not sure that they're all in here, but Maddie Brink, and please stand as I call your name, Maddie Brink, Jonathan Burkhalter, Destiny Haas, Austin King, Ryder Mortensen, Katie Natvig, Mark Fifley, and Madison Stroud. Legislative interns, and I'm assuming they're probably in the hallway, if you'd step in as I call your name, Ram Ababaf, Kat Callahan, Alexis Dooley, Frank Fitzgibbons, Derek Hills, Caitlin Kelly, Lawton Luke, Jacob Miller, Andrew Rasmussen, Avery Scott, Anna Shane, Jacob Schovald, Erica Van Neuenhaus. And I think that is the entire group. At this time, I'll ask Justice Jensen to come to the podium and administer the oath.
All right, if each of you, I will administer the oath at this time. If you would raise your right hand to be sworn. And repeat your name as you fill in the blank. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota. And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office. And then state your office. According to the best of my abilities. All right, congratulations to all of you.
We will continue with motions. Leader Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the permanent joint rules of the 94th legislative session with the recommended changes to these joint rules for the 95th legislative session as adopted in March 2019 be adopted as the temporary joint rules for the 95th legislative session.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion. Hearing none, this will be a roll call vote. So now we'll have an opportunity to exercise the electronics. Clerk will open the voting machines to vote, and you'll proceed to vote. Let's proceed to vote. Couple of people still need to vote.
Representative Kaw.
Representative Koth. We hope this isn't a close vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote. There's always one.
Mr. Speaker, there were 66 yeas, one nay, and three excused.
The motion having been made, seconded, and receiving a majority vote of the members-elect is hereby passed. Next motion, Representative or Leader Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the permanent rules of the House for the 94th legislative session be adopted as the temporary House rules for the 95th legislative session.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, this is again a roll call vote. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Please finish voting. Representative Goodwin.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, 0 nays, 3 excused.
Representative Qualm's motion, having received majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby passed. And Leader Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that a joint committee of four on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a committee of three on the part of the Senate to arrange for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate.
That motion having been made and seconded, this will be a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Speaker will appoint same members we had last year, and that's Representative Johns, Representative McCleary, Representative Rasmussen, and myself. Leader Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I make a motion that we convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, the second legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number four, and that is communications. Chief Clerk will please read those.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Governor has been notified that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications she may desire to transmit, and that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver her message. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that arrangements have been made for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor, and that the Senate and the House will convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. January 14, 2020. That the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives acts as clerks of the joint session. That the justices of the Supreme Court and the elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session. That when the message of the Governor has been received, the joint session will be dissolved. That the message of the Governor be printed in the House, in the Senate Journal. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that arrangements have been made for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 15, 2020. That the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session. That the justices of the Supreme Court, the Governor, and elective and official and appointed officials of state government be invited to attend the joint session. That when the message of the Chief Justice has been received, the joint session is dissolved. That the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the Senate Journal. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee of Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that arrangements have been made for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the State of the Tribes from the Tribal Chairman, and that the Senate and House convene as in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 16, 2020. That the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session. That the Justices of the Supreme Court, the Governor, and elected and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session. That when the message of the tribal chairman has been received, the joint session be dissolved. That the message of the tribal chairman be printed in the Senate Journal.
All right, thank you. There is an opportunity now to announce the appointments of standing committees, but I'm going to waive that. If there's no objection, the reading of the appointments will be waived. The standing committees will be identified on the record, and we'll just conduct business accordingly. At this time, we'll proceed to the first reading of House bills and assignments to committees. For those in the gallery, this is a constitutional requirement to read the titles of these bills. It's really intended to be a first reading of the entire bill, but it's sufficient to read the title of the bill. And we'll potentially be doing that over top of one another, but we do this to comply with our constitutional requirements. Apparently the pages are speed readers. These are typically assigned to committees today, but I have not had the time to go through the bills and actually get them assigned out, so we'll take care of that tomorrow. I'd like to recognize the doctor of the day, and that is Dr. Rob Allison. Right up here to my right, your left. Dr. Allison is from Pierre. He's the part of the Doctor of the Day program, and I appreciate that they open it to all their membership to volunteer, and he's graciously agreed to do that today. And typically, we actually have need for a Doctor of the Day oftentimes. There's a lot of issues that arise during the wintertime. So Dr. Allison is a physician here in Pierre. And he's an MD and an MACP. Dr. Allison has practiced internal medicine at Vera Medical Group Pierre for the last 21 years, received his medical degree and completed his internal medicine residency at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Upon completing his degree, he moved to South Dakota to raise his family and practice rural internal medicine. He was the primary physician representative on Governor Rounds and Governor Dugard's primary care task force. Dr. Allison has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 1998, served as president in 2012, and is an alternate delegate for South Dakota in the American Medical Association. He's the current governor for the South Dakota chapter of the American College of Physicians. He's spent 20 years advocating for patients and physicians and has been active in healthcare policy issues on both the state and federal level. For his work in the ACP, he was last year honored with a mastership in the college. He's currently one of six masters in the South Dakota chapter of the American College of Physicians in South Dakota. Welcome, Dr. Allison. Thank you. And I'll just point out, too, I think we have a computer assistant in here, too. As the session goes along, we're going to have need for that, especially with change in our system. But we have over to my right Isaac Buchholz, and he is working with the our IT staff of the LRC office. Isaac will be available if you'd stand, please, and just so everybody can see who you are. If you need his assistance, he'll be in here. He'll kind of scan the audience just to make sure he's watching for those that might have need for his assistance. So thanks very much for being here. And just watch for Isaac. Also, I want to point out that we have a couple of distinguished guests in the back of the chamber today, Representative Rex Haig, former speaker, and Representative Mike Derby. So thank you very much, gentlemen, for being here, back by the doors there. Representative Haig was around here last year for the USS South Dakota activities, and appreciate your involvement in that and all the work you did on that. It's interesting to see that come in the news on a regular basis, that it's the premier submarine in our fleet. So thanks very much for all your work and all the things that were done to make that a special event out there in Groton, Connecticut. Are there any other announcements? Representative Latterell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now, many of you may be a little surprised to finally see a beautiful young lady sitting here with me today, but it's even harder to believe maybe that this is actually my mother. And she has raised 9 wonderful children, 8 wonderful children, and is also the grandmother of 4. She's a wonderful mother. I'm really honored to have her here with me on the House floor for the opening of session and for the governor's address. I just wanted to say that about 5 minutes ago, she said to me, "Now, you're not going to do anything weird like introduce me, are you?" And I told her no, because I'm going to do something normal like introduce you, because that's what we do. So I'm really honored to have her here. Say hello to her, and please do not hold any of my shortcomings against her. She's a great mother. I just didn't listen.
Welcome.
So say hello to Barbara.
Anyone else? Special recognition? I think most of us could probably find someone to identify. I appreciate my wife being here again this session, and she's seated up to my right up in the gallery along with some of the other ladies that are associated with the members down here. So thanks very much for being here. Any other announcements? We'll be reconvening at 1 o'clock, so if you could be in here probably about 5 minutes to 1 just to get organized and have a seat, then we'll be able to proceed on time. If there's nothing further, Leader Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move we adjourn.
A motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.